Let me just get up on the mic here.
No, wasn't it like some famous author who said that to say that one likes dicks would be an understatement?
I don't.
Or am I just hoping somebody said that? Because that would be far more ridiculous than if I had just made it up.
No. What'd I do?
What'd you do?
Oh, no. You see that thing where there's like the little microphone and the volume bar?
Oh, you turned it down.
I accidentally clicked it all the way down. See, when I turn it back up, we're like all the way up here now. All
right, cool.
Okay. Oh, this is kind of nice. I actually get to lean back and still be picked up.
Let me test that out. Okay, I'm back here.
I'm going to be
Is that good? Like, we're not even hitting .5s.
You know?
Like, what's a good level that you've found in your experience? Like, what... You've edited, like, what, 40-something podcasts now? What sort of level do we sound best at? Like, I know for fucking editing tracks for playing in TF2, you want it below 0.6, otherwise it crackles.
No, it depends, is the thing. Like,
I don't know what that level means. I know it's volumosity. I don't know if there's a name for it. I don't know.
Amplitude.
Oh, okay. What's it measured in? Is that like nanometers?
Decibels.
Yep.
Decibels is actually a measure of pressure.
I took physics, so I should know this, but what?
No, I took sensation and perception, and they explained it a little better.
Okay.
It's actually kind of cool the way that the ear works, because imagine like a snail, but instead of a snail, it's your inner ear, all right?
Yes, and it's full of goo.
Yeah. Now, what happens is because it gets smaller and smaller near the end, certain waves will vibrate different parts of the cone, because like the resonant
frequency is decided
by like the roundness of the cone.
Yeah.
Okay, it gets cooler because when it resonates, you know, whatever part, there's a whole bunch of different nerves in there along the way, and that's what's picking up the vibrations.
Yes.
Okay, your brain can only, like, the nerves in your brain, when they fire, they all fire at once.
Yes.
And like it's at a certain speed.
Yes.
So some can fire all the time at that speed. Some will fire sometimes, but always in tune with the others. So what happens is, in order to catch higher or in between frequencies from that, it's more like there's like a set of nerves, and the combinations in which they fire tell you what you're hearing.
So.
It's kind of like DM flags.
Okay, so like each sound has a unique
nerve to
combination of nerves
of
that
nerve
it
firings.
Stimulates.
Okay. Yeah.
Now is that because is it like the sort of thing with what's it called when you have like a standing wave pattern in a tube? You also have what are they called, like subharmonics? Where it's like the same tone but at twice the frequency. No, that can't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. Fuck.
Listen, man. Jesse tried to explain music theory to me the other day,
and
he was like, "All right, it's like this. Like, there's always when he explained to me the idea of a natural half step." I just said, "All right, fuck it. I'm never understanding this."
Yeah. I never really got into music theory, like, beyond, I can read music now. I could never transpose things.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to. I have a little chart. It's like, this is the circle of fifths. Doop-dee-doop.
There's a circle?
Yeah. Fuck if I know, man, because it makes no sense to me.
Hey, DS, I believe this is yours.
Yeah, it fell out of my pocket.
It's on.
I don't know why Pokemon is in here. Connect to the Wi-Fi.
No, it's like this.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's like... Ah, shit, I was about to say
something. What? No, there totally is.
Oh, no.
You're not a compatible access point.
Nah, probably not. There's like... okay, I went to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And it said, all right, a mid-C is 256 hertz.
Yes.
Like, that's the frequency. Okay, now what I know is that I was looking at like a oscillotron, oscilloscope.
Yeah, that's
the one.
Yeah.
And, like, at a certain frequency, or at, like, a certain refresh rate, a certain sample rate,
yes,
the mid-C will come up, and it'll be, like, a stationary tone. Like, it won't slide backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that there are other frequencies at which it will be standing still.
Yes.
Per se. And those frequencies that all stand still...
are other Cs.
Are other Cs, yes.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I was talking about. Like, we looked at it from the standpoint of waves moving through a tube.
Mm-hmm.
Either open on one end or closed on one end or closed on both or open on both. And there's different sort of patterns of standing waves you can get in them.
Okay.
And then
okay.
each one has subharmonics, which are the same tone, like the same note, but at a lower...
A different, like, octave.
Yeah.
Okay. Inside of, like, now, is the that... bigger note?
Yes.
Okay, so it's because, like you have it... this, but then, like, the reverberations are causing...
No. It's because there are different configurations of the wavelength that can fit in okay. there at that given frequency. So they do.
Because, like, they fit in amongst each other.
Yes.
So
it's no, because they fit in the tube.
They fit in the tube.
Yeah, there's... You can only get standing waves of certain patterns in tubes just okay. because of the way that it's set up. Like, I don't know specifically why. I forget.
All right.
But I was going to say, is that what goes on in the ear? Are those subharmonics the things that activate the other nerves because they have different wavelengths but have the same tone because they go in at the different diameter of the snail tube?
Maybe. We didn't get into that part. And I just explained to you the entirety of what I know about music theory.
Oh, okay.
So, thumbs up. Let's do this.
I like food and pizza.
Oh, man. You know, there's... I forgot about this until I went up there the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But up near my school, up near HVCC, which is the Hudson Valley Community College, it's like AHC, but HV.
That's up there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's where it is. It's like...
Is the Hudson Valley larger than I thought it was?
Yeah, Hudson Valley is like everywhere.
I guess it just follows the Hudson.
Yeah. Must be. So anyway, like right next to the Hudson Valley Community College, like you leave the parking lot,
yes.
you go to the main road, you make a right. There is a Pizza Hut, and then there is a Taco Bell. The Taco Bell is in combination with the Long John Silver's, not with the Pizza Hut.
Oh! That is profane.
But there is still a Pizza Hut.
And a Taco Bell. That a combination Long John Silver's...
Taco Bell and LJC.
Taco
Bell. LJC, LJS.
Oh.
Actually, that's...
The noise is cool.
That's something I've decided, is that I need to do more, brain exercises.
Oh!
Hey!
Hi. Here's my question. Here's why I don't understand the friggin' amplitude meter here. Why does it go negative? Why does it go to positive and negative one?
Oh, because it's, imagine instead of just being a line, the line is like a distance graph
okay.
over time of the speaker cone.
Oh, so it's going in and out.
It's going in and out, yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So what is signified by one? Is that the maximum,
No.
displacement of the speaker? Because there's no way that this would know what that was.
No, it's just sort of a... It's... Okay, I'm gonna say here, I'm gonna guess, that it's relative to sort of the displacement abilities of the microphone.
But how does this know that?
Because we're recording through the microphone. So it's not that this knows it, it's just that whatever we do... This is how the microphone is interpreting it, and that will be standard between the microphone and the input.
Oh, okay.
That's my assumption.
So different microphones might have a different maximum and minimum.
Different microphones most definitely have a different sort of scale among them.
Okay.
This is simply just... And then when you play it back, it will standardize it to what you see here, and then will again be, you know, disoriented through the speakers, but the data will retain this form. And that's a matter of decibels, which are a set thing.
Man, isn't it cool?
Ain't it cool?
What are we talking about tonight?
A couple things.
This is our
This is our belated podcast, our second of Momogast. We are very sorry.
This
Internet.
Should be this should be our atonement guidance.
We shall record us as we bear heavy burdens up hills and then see them rolled back down after us, before us, so that we may chase them.
Somebody
and roll
made
them back up.
A Sisyphus machine. It's kind of just like a big rotating thing. It pushes the ball up a hill. Just as it gets to the top, it lets go and it rolls all the way back down. And then it swings around and repeats and just does that infinitely.
Oh.
He just stuck it to the wall in a museum.
Is there like a crank on it? Like, how's it keep going?
No, it's probably hooked up to like AC power, but.
Oh, okay.
So what you do? And then you call it art. And I'm not getting into that artist game bullshit right now.
I've been reading Dave Sedaris. He's a funny guy. My aunt gave me a couple of his collections of essays and short stories and stuff for my birthday. He has this one about taking a lot of meth and going to art school. It's a wonderful little essay. just like... He did performance art for a while, apparently. Or at least... Maybe this wasn't autobiographical. I don't know. Someone did. but good stuff. Like one time he was there and he was doing his thing. It was like, I'm going to, like, I don't know what it was. It was like, dip all of these cotton balls in chocolate and then swallow them as I, you know, wear waders in a pool of baby oil. And like his dad was all like, what is this? What are you, this is your art now? This is what you're doing? And like later critics were coming up to him and was all like, I thought it was really interesting how you incorporated your family into that piece.
That is, let's start with that and leave it there, please.
Okay, I will.
Here, try this. I'm just going to put this in front of you and let what will be, will be. The future is ours, you see. Bow, bow,
bow. The listeners at home can't tell what the fuck you just placed in front of me, and I don't really see how it's that interesting because I've seen these things before.
I know. But it's like this. Whenever you, like, have to think or ingrain yourself in thought, you always fidget.
What does that mean? Oh, so this is just for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This arm right here.
Yeah.
Was
horrific.
It's what I pictured when I thought of the monkey grip.
Oh, the monkey grip.
Yeah, the arm piece that I had for MechJack, where it's like one of the arms could hold a one side could hold a two-handed weapon, and the other was normal.
Oh, all right.
I thought of this.
Okay, all right.
Because it's huge.
Oh man, I forget what he said, but Pandukin said about,
Pandukin. Something about, like, a...
Custom
parallaxing? Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he said custom weapons. Yeah, I know.
Well, is it just the melee thing? Because there was a while on the forum there when people were, like, designing melee weapons, because he was just like, listen, you only need, like, 6 frames to make an animation. And people were like, well, I can make 6 sprites. So there's some pretty cool stuff. I liked, I forget particulars aside from, like, some kind of steamy baseball bat, which was like, steampunk, but I don't know, it was still pretty cool.
Steampunk baseball bat.
Yeah, it was like, it was a swing, like, it just looked like a rod with, like, little holes in it, and then when it swung, there was, like, a huge, there was, like, a big steam cloud. I thought that was pretty cool. There might have been an enormous fish that was swung, I don't know.
Man,
if not, then there should be.
Getting all Castle Crashers up in there.
If not, then I can make 6 sprites.
Except no Frogalope.
Frogalope? Oh, yeah, Frogalope. Yeah, did you see that, you know, he basically wants to have that system for melee weapons?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, he has that already. He just needs more melee weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No, it works. You could do interesting things with that, because you can just, like, write in the script, like, get rid of all weapons, so you could have it, like, set up, like, in a series of levels and just give the players different, like, weapon options for areas.
So then they need to, like, go back and stock them, and that would be cool.
Yeah. Or I'm just thinking, like, you know, like, They get dropped into a jungle, and there's a jungle shack with jungle weapons. And then, like, when you're done with that, you fall underwater, so all your weapons break. But then there's an underwater shack with underwater weapons.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, has he... I know he put out the fix to some of the problems with the new update a while after that came out. Has there been any further official statement? I have been without regular internet access for some time, and so I have not been checking up on him. I
haven't really checked.
Oh, okay.
I just follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hoping he'll say interesting things about when we can finally make custom bosses.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let's see.
Yeah. I never owned a Sega system. I don't know why that's...
I have a Sega Master System. I don't have any game for it.
I have an NES, and I have a Zapper. I have none of the other...
Accoutrements. Until I get the courage to make a new website for this game.
New website?
But he has a block portfolio that he...
Oh,
made.
He does? Could this be?
Could this be?
Is that some kind of custom weapon? Some kind of new tile set?
Yeah, this is the Ladder World.
Oh, okay. Ah, the new HUD, which is a lot more compact. Good.
Yeah.
Comes with suggested, made by Douglas!
Ha! Custom weapon, that's running off the new weapon code!
Yay!
The
two square bullets move in a sine wave pattern while the narrow fires straight. Oh, cool.
Okay, now add multiplayer, and where I think we're on the way to a sort of Don Maku Soldat. How adeptly I have avoided those fireballs.
Wait, okay.
Space mod.
Ooh, more stuff. A new shoe equipping system.
Oh, wow.
With a little bit of clever coding, you could also get these shoes to do other things. For example, double jumps, wall kicks. Oh, I love wall kicking.
Oh,
man. Oh, I was really...
Who's this mysterious man?
Is that Zombie? Oh, God, it is. Zombie five asses. I like achievements.
What is he doing with this new inventory system?
I don't... What new inventory system?
Like this.
Oh,
like
I don't
he's
know.
He's making it like a menu inventory system.
Girlfriend 8-bit mix? Yo, I want to hear that. It's going to fuck up the recording, but...
That's cool.
He's not proud of this. I bet it's excellent.
8-bit boy.
I told you it was excellent!
I'm down with this.
Oh. Once we're done with this, I have something to say when I'm intelligible again.
Okay.
Bullet movement. Yeah.
So come on, where's like the
what the fuck is this?
Each of these figures comes with like things, and then
are some kind of game played with them?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't realize.
Like the idea is like this is kind of like a die.
Oh.
And then you roll them against each other. I believe this is the instruction manual.
So each one of those parts has a tile here associated with it.
Yeah, and then...
That's interesting. I would like to play this with you then.
They're comparable with each other. Okay. Although I think I've already made like the two optimal things of
okay.
All the parts I have. I kind of just want that robot wolf with the cape.
Huh. Who made these, and are they still made?
Zivaz. I doubt it.
Okay.
Well, because, like, if you'll notice, they're, like, pretty much the same sort of system as Stickfoss?
Stickfoss. I was thinking Tomboss, and that's something else. What's Tomboss?
I know Tomboss is that PS1 game that I think RJ still has of mine.
Yeah. Oh, RJ has my copy of something that I was upset about. So I wanted to play it.
I got what's that game? Tactics today back.
Oh, cool.
So
I'm up to chapter 4 now. I was beating my head against the wall because there's this part at the end of chapter 3 where you fight a guy. I'm not gonna say who, cause okay. You know, stuff. But he has a rare sword. You can only get it by stealing from him. Except on that particular mission, he's accompanied by two other units, each of which have
100% accuracy move that stops things, that inflicts stop. They seem to be able to just run and jump to wherever the fuck they want, and they also just have an instant kill. 100%, boom, dead. So it's really hard to steal from him. So I went through it like 4 or 5 times a night for like 2 days, and then I was like, listen, I've seen the cutscene at the beginning of this fight too many times. We're done now. And I now have the 2 like most useless new members of my party.
Cool.
I saved their lives.
I'm downloading these mods right now.
Cool.
Oh, I should get back to that, I guess.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I already won, so...
We were competing?
We were racing to make a mod.
We were?
Shit, I forgot. okay, what was I gonna say? Oh, I've been listening...
Yeah, something about not Avril Lavigne.
Before that, I was gonna say that I was really upset that my Mega Man ZX cartridge died, because that game... Oh my fucking god, I am dropping everything.
That's okay, I have 2 of
them. Why?
Because there was one in RG's basement when we were moving out.
Fuck, I wish I was there, because I like taking things from people. And I say that unabashedly.
You'd like to get back to?
Mega Man ZX, because, like, I've been playing the fuck out of Advent, because I've been playing it on Extreme Mode, which I don't know if I've mentioned that on record before, but it is balls hard.
Balls.
Like, they add new attack patterns to the bosses, and some of, like, the smaller guys, like, you know, if it's a flying turret that fires 2 shots in a fan, now it fires 4, and, you know, little stuff like that. But they also remove all of the health power-ups and sub-tanks and weapon gauge increases. So it's really, really hard when you have, like, a health bar a quarter the size of the boss's, and also the boss's is a double health bar. So he has, like, 8 times as much health as you, and you can't get hit twice, or you'll be done. Also, my right trigger button is dying again. So yeah. I've been jumping. Whoa. What?
Alright, never mind. So, Destiné.
But then after that, I was going to say something too. Right, bad music. Super Mash Bros. They're like this hipster bullshit where they take, like, popular rap songs and they put them over, like, shit from the 90s. And they're interesting. They fucking have a song. We play Soulja Boy over Sandstorm, and I think all music was leading to that point. Except then I'm done listening to it, and it's like, okay, I got the joke. And now I don't need to listen to it again.
Kono Akawa. Dozo.
No. What do you do? What are you doing?
Dozo?
Why are you doing this?
Why does it say Dozo is here you are and also go ahead?
No, it's... What?
This is conversational Japanese.
Oh, okay.
So far I've said, what about the red one? And go on.
When it comes to red and green, the green one's taller, right? Oh, right! Fucking Comiket's today!
What the hell's Comiket?
Are you dumb?
Is it like Comic-Con, but spelled wrong?
Do you remember... remember what?
I remember nothing! I remember nothing as if it happened every yesterday.
No. That is a cool wave.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of spiky.
Do you remember...
Saba or Gohan, give me 5 mackerels. Go on.
Do you remember in Comic Party when they went to Kami Fest?
Why is the first disc of Genshiken in my backseat?
I don't know. It's not mine.
Excellent.
I have 2 copies of the first volume of Genshiken. Want one?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Jill came in here the other day and she was like, I'm going to see what manga I want to borrow from you. And I was like, I have no manga. And she was like, what? And then I guess I lied because I do have the
Azumanga Daioh Omnibus.
Oh, nice. But anyway, it's the largest doujin convention in Japan. Takes place at Tokyo Big Sight.
Okay.
The one with the four upside down pyramids on the weird pedestal.
Oh.
Yeah, that's today. So all sorts of shit's coming out. I do not have an operational computer to track that, which makes me upset because there's all manner of music that I'd like to listen to and comics that I would like to read, and I am not doing so. I just thought I'd put that out there, but you got nothing to add because you don't even know what the fuck Comic Cat is.
That's why I'm reading Japanese for Dummies.
It's not in here.
At least I don't think it is. Let's check the there's an index in Dummies books, right? Oh yeah, there is.
Toshokan is library.
That's with a C, right?
Yes.
All right. C chōchai choto mate kudasai. Corned beef.
They have that?
I guess.
Oh man, I love corned beef.
It comes in cans.
Ew, potted meat.
Oh. Okay, so come out comfortable. Comic books as learning aid. Why is asking people where they're from under C?
Come from?
Shut up. Computer games, computer programmers, condominium.
You're already past commie, so.
Comic books is learning. That's the only one. I'm gonna look at that. 321.
Oh, maybe it's what's that thing that teaches you how to speak English? It's Moe something. I know there's Moe Don, which it teaches you how to play Danmaku shooters, and it's Moe. But what's the one that teaches you how to play how to play English?
Slime Forest.
How to speak English? It's Moe something. Moe.
I know there's a. I don't know about English, but I know there's a game called Slime Forest that teaches you how to read in Japanese.
I think I played that once, but it didn't tell you how to do anything. It's just match these symbols. And I'm I don't know what those symbols mean.
Well, so
it's match those symbols. And I'm okay. Yokai Moe. Yes, Yokai Moe.
Alright, so, chapter 17, 10 ways to pick up Japanese quickly. Use Japanese language tapes, CDs, and CD-ROMs.
Replace all of the things that you read and interact with in English with things that you must read and interact with in Japanese.
Cook or eat Japanese foods.
No!
Make Japanese friends.
Okay.
Hang out with someone who only understands Japanese.
Yes.
Read Japanese comic books. Surf the net.
Okay.
Watch Japanese animations and movies. Do karaoke.
Yes.
Exchange language lessons. Be positive, curious, and creative.
Fuck that.
Don't blow your nose in public. Wait, this is 10 things never to do in Japan. Don't take the first no thank you literally. Don't say san after your own name. Don't say that your mom is pretty. Yatta! I did it.
Honto? Really?
Ah, so desu ka. Mochiron.
Ah, so nano ka?
Mochiron! Nani? Zenzen.
Zenzen?
Doshio.
Not at all.
Doshio. Hanto nenura ka?
How can that be a question?
Ah, bikurishita.
10 phrases that make you sound Japanese. All right. Here's what you need, internet.
Enryo shinai de. Motai nai. Osaki ni. Sasuga. Gambatte. So ganai. Okagesama de.
I missed one.
Gokoro sama. Yoroshiku. Tainen desu. That's tough. I'm gonna tell you you want Gambate. It means try your best.
Man, I really want to watch Gurren Lagann again. Because I was thinking there should be some sort of Bugs Bunny Gurren Lagann crossover.
What?
Because he's constantly digging through the ground with immense speed that seems incapable.
And Bugs Bunny lives in a hole.
Yeah. So I just want to see like the dirt that's Bugs Bunny, and then he pops out and has a giant drill and goggles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, that's enough of this. Shall we try this? Talking about Mabinogi, possibly Megaten.
Yes, Mabinogi.
Mabinogi. Shall we cut it and start anew then?
Oh, hell yeah.